Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word, means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. Where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. On yesterday's broadcast, Craig Hill and I were speaking about what is coming to the, not just the United States, the entire world next year. And what you can do to biblically, supernaturally prepare. And as a matter of fact, I wish, Craig Hill, I knew personally these five wealth secrets as a young man. I believe that every parent, every grandparent should teach this to their children, and they're going to change the face of their heritage. They're going to change everything about them. For instance, the Bible talks about jubilees, and you talked on yesterday's broadcast that if you don't do a jubilee, which is everyone gets rid of all of their debt, it's a disaster for society, and we don't do it. So about every 70, 80 years, there is a forced jubilee where people, unfortunately, they lose everything, most of the people, but not all of the people. And that's what you're talking about. Would you expound more on jubilee?
Sure. Sid, what I think is critical for people to understand, the Bible said you're to declare the jubilee so everybody knows about it. But if you don't have a jubilee mechanism, the three things that happen in jubilee is all debt is canceled, all slaves go free, and all property reverts back to its original owner. And what happens is you have a reset mechanism on debt, which means an economy deflates back to the values it was many, many years ago or many decades ago. And so I
But wait a second. Most people that are savvy in economics are actually saying, now historically what you're saying is true. However, they're saying it will actually be a great inflation because they have so much white paper and green ink in Washington, D.C., and the printing presses are going nonstop. What would you say to someone like that?
Well, I don't know that we have time to completely go through that, but I'm absolutely convinced they're dead wrong. That is absolutely wrong. I don't believe we're going to see any inflation for a minimum of 10 years until the 2020s. And the reason is this. There is such an incredible amount of debt that is being defaulted on. And if you look at what is capital creation and what is capital destruction, to make it real simple, if you put $1,000 in the bank doesn't keep your entire $1,000. They keep maybe 6% of it or $60. They lend out $940. And then when that money comes back into the bank, they lend it again and again and again. And money is multiplied through the fractional reserve banking system when an economy is growing. What happens when you turn that around and go the other direction, and the people you lent that money to can no longer pay their debts? They default on it. The guy you lent the $940 to says, I can't pay. That money disappears into thin air just the way the money was created. And the consequence of that is that you are destroying capital on all the defaults on debt. And if we take that into the derivatives market, which most banks and investment houses have become involved in, it multiplies not just at 10 or 15 to 1, but upwards of 50 to 100 to 1. And when that reverses and goes the other direction and you destroy capital, you are destroying far more capital at a far more rapid rate than any amount of money that the government is putting into the economy. Just by way of some numbers, probably the minimum amount of debt that is being destroyed in our present economy would be about $122 trillion. Since 2008, the government has printed, so to speak, or created about $3.5 trillion. So if you match the $3.5 trillion money creation against the $122 trillion that's being destroyed, it's a drop in the bucket. That's why I'm absolutely convinced we will not see inflation. we'll see deflation.
Okay. So therefore, if someone is in debt when this is occurring, they'll end up losing their house and everything they own. And those that are not in debt and have cash could probably buy wonderful things for pennies on the dollar.
That's exactly right. Or if it's already started. It's happening right now, Sid. I think we entered into this current Jubilee cycle in 2008. And for the first time in a long, long time, in many, many cities across America, for example, the value of people's houses declined. Now, for all of my lifetime, I've known nothing but increase in housing values, you know, with short periods where the housing prices would decline. But by and large, people have always thought, well, the value of my house will always go up. It always has. I can look at 50 years of historical data. House prices, house values always go up. The problem is when you hit a Jubilee cycle, you erase or eradicate 60 to 70 years of inflation in 5 to 6 years. The reason God said you're to proclaim this and declare when it is if you were to know in advance, Jubilee is starting 2008, and the value of your house is going to be cut in half or cut to a quarter, would you buy a house in 2007 or 2008? Well, of course not. But many, many people didn't know that. And so it becomes unfair, and people end up losing their house because they didn't realize the value of that house was going to go significantly down and stay down. And I believe it'll stay down for a long time.
But now, what are you doing with your money? Because, by the way, he doesn't just teach these principles. For the last 20 years, he's been in ministry, but he's made money outside of ministry in six figures for the last 20 years and invested that money. What do you do personally with your money? You've done well, but what are you going to do now knowing what you know?
Here's the first thing that as I traveled around and ministered in churches, Sid, in the 2000s, 2001, 2003, 2004, I would go to churches and I would ask, Has God spoken anything in this church about finances? And, you know, have there been any prophetic words as your pastor preached about it? And consistently people would say, yes, get out of debt. And I thought, isn't that interesting that God prophetically put that word out through his body in the early 2000s, get out of debt.
And if people had heeded, look what they would have accomplished.
Right. And so to answer your question, because I heard that word, I became very intense with God. Jan and I, my wife Jan, we began seeking God. Now, we had never had any credit card debt, but we had a mortgage on our house, which we had for most of our adult life. And so we prayed and said, God, we need to eradicate this, because if you are saying get out of debt, we want to take that seriously, and this is debt, and we want to eliminate it. We don't know how. Father, if we just look at the income that we have and what's available and we apply our money to our debt, it's going to take, we just ran the numbers, about 10 years to get out of debt. So we began to press into God with an intensity, with a vision and a purpose, and saying, God, you have said get out of debt. We are going to do this. And I said, it was supernatural. God put something across our path that, to make a long story short, ended up with us eradicating the last $86,000 of our mortgage in about a year and a half. And so by the beginning of 2003, we had finished that. And so the point would be this. You said, what am I doing with my money, knowing that we're in a Jubilee cycle? It would be as though if somebody were to tell you in the summer of 1929, a crash is coming, there's a depression coming, would you do anything to prepare? Well, absolutely. So the first thing that I've been doing is, the very first thing I did was get out of debt, because God said to do that. And I don't want to be on the wrong side of the wealth transfer, because the Bible says the wealth will transfer from those who have borrowed and can't repay to those who show mercy and give. So I want to be on the showing mercy and give side. But God told me that in the next couple of years, there will be the greatest opportunity to purchase things for pennies on a dollar that we've ever seen since the 1930s.
Yeah, you know, I've heard a phrase I remember the man that said it. He was a man that Dr. Larry Bates, and of course, he was saying invest in gold and silver. But he had a phrase that he said, in bad times, cash will be king.
Right.
I think that's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Cash. So in other words, you're not putting money in real estate. You're not putting money in the stock market. You're not putting money even in businesses. You're putting money into guarantees, but you can't get much interest on guarantees. It's the lowest in history interest.
You know what? I'm not trying to make money that way, Sid. I'm just trying to preserve capital because I'm absolutely convinced the stock market is going to go to a fraction of its present value. The real estate market will do the same. Many businesses will fail. So I'm preserving capital in cash right now. And here's the reason.
And by the way, when I say guarantee, I'm saying put it in a bank that has guaranteed for, say, if a husband and wife, $250,000, or put it in U.S. government bills. So what you're saying and what I'm hearing from very wise people in addition to you is it doesn't matter what your interest rate is. It matters whether you will preserve your money.
Well, that's exactly right. And if you preserve cash, then what you said is true. When this next leg down and the next phase of this jubilee comes, again, a lot of people are going to be blindsided, and there will be houses, businesses, all kinds of things available for pennies on a dollar for those who have a little bit of extra money.
I've been reading your supernatural principles that, let me make this available. He has a book, Five Wealth Secrets, 90% of nine. Five Wealth Secrets, 96% of us don't know. And then the eight, these are how-to CDs, God's Power to Get Wealth. And trust me, this is so balanced. You need it yourself immediately. But you want every young person that you love to get a hold of this material. We're making it available for a gift of $45. And I promise you that on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to be talking about giving in a way you've never heard before. Never. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.